application on Saturdays. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Bismillah, words that seekers of sanctuary repeatedly recite. Words that the very cautious in search of protection often repeat. I seek refuge with Allah, the Exalted above all, from the oppression of the unjust, from the deceitful malice the envious use to lay snares and traps, from the injustice and outrage of the tyrants, and I sing his praise. Do better and go beyond other praisers. O Allah, thou art one, has no partner, and is the Lord Master without being made. There is no discrepancy or nonsense in thy commands, nor there is lawlessness in thy kingdom. I beseech thee to send blessings on Muhammad, thy servant, thy messenger. To let me ask thee for enlightenment and inspiration, so as to be thankful for thy bounties, which alone get thy approval ultimately. To help me to obey thee and instinctively worship thee, and make me deserve thy rewards on account of thy very patronage. And have mercy on me, and prevent me from breaking in the bounds of thy prohibitions, as far as I am kept alive, and show the way unto that which is useful and advantageous till I go on survive. To let me take to heart the meanings of thy book, and by its reading, throw down the heavy burden of sins, and receive welfare and salvation as a gift. Let not my family and friends who love me leave me alone. Let thy favors reach me in abundance during the remainder of my life, exactly as they used to be made available for me in full in the days gone by. O the Most Merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamun Alaikum. So welcome. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about to enjoy worship. Salamu Alaikum. Today, Friday, is the 24th of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 17th of Azar, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 8th of December, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is verses 56 and 58 of chapter Az-Zariyat.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ
And I did not create the jinn and mankind except to worship me.
مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقٍ وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ يطعمون.
I do not want from them any provision, nor do I want them to feed me.
إن الله هو الرزاق ذو القوة المتين.
Indeed, it is Allah who is the continual provider, the firm possessor of strength.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
ما لنا رب سوى.
The blessed verse is saying that Allah did not create jinn and men, but for being worshipped and glorified by them. The contextual meaning of the blessed verse is that the purpose behind creation of jinn and mankind is that they worship Allah Almighty. According to lexicographical sources, servantship designated the highest state of humbleness against the object of worship, supposed to have granted infinite bounties and blessings, and He Allah is solely Allah Almighty, and He is solely Allah Almighty. Thus, servantship is the zenith of human perfection, and His closeness to Allah Almighty, it is the highest state of submission to divine pure essence. It is unconditional obedience to Allah Almighty in all respects.
Is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know, amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. Guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong, and a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you
to enjoy worship. The concept of worship in Islam differs from the found in other religions and is therefore subject to misunderstanding. In general, worship is understood to mean the observance of certain rituals. That means prayer, fasting, giving charity, and other good works. In Islam, however, worship is much more. It is one's entire life. The definition goes something like this. Worship is an all-inclusive term for those internal and external saying and actions of a person that are pleasing to Allah. In other words, worship is that which is done in obedience to Allah's will, which obviously includes rituals but goes far beyond to the realm of one's beliefs, social activities, and personal contributions to one's society and fellow human beings.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners, today we are going to talk about how we can enjoy our worship and the acts of worship. Also, some ways to obtain the presence of heart in prayers, are to give importance to prayers, knowing and gaining knowledge and ma'rifah, feeling the need and understanding the meaning of prayer, remembering that death is among the important factors that one can actually work on to gain presence of heart in prayers, as it has been mentioned in Nahjul Balagha, the peak of eloquence, by Imam Ali alayhi salam. You can find plenty of cases that Imam Ali salam focuses on this concept and how to remember death while we are in this world. And on farewell prayer and praying and asking for the presence of heart in prayers, and that is, we need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us this chance to have our hearts alive and present in our ibadah. Achieving the joy of worship and being blessed in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only possible when the mirror of the human heart is cleansed of all dirt and pollution, so that nothing but the role of one remains in it. That is, the oneness, the unity should remain in our heart, and nothing except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should exist in our existence, in our hearts, in our relations with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the creator.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every bar.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
And the continuation of today's special, we'll look at attaining inner peace through worship. In the end, worship in Islam extends to all aspects of life, transforming mundane tasks into spiritual ones. Muslims balance their religious duties and everyday responsibilities, aware of their accountability to Allah in the hereafter. When people fulfill their true purpose of worship Allah, it enables them to attain a profound sense of peace that results from submitting to the Creator, the only one worthy of worship. Allah says in chapter 13, verse 28, "Truly it is in the remembrance of Allah that hearts find peace." Peace be upon him, next to the Prophet Muhammad and the Ahlul Bayt, represents the invocation Muslims say with his name as a form of respect. Today, ways to get closer to Allah. One of these ways is keeping in touch. By not communicating with Allah regularly, we are only harming ourselves. He is there for us all times of the day and night. He loves to hear us call out to Him. So stay on the path of righteousness and keep in touch. Don't be a stranger. And when my servants ask you, O Muhammad, concerning me, indeed I am near. I respond to the invocation of the supplicant when he calls upon me. So let them respond to me by obedience and believe in me, that they may be rightly guided. Chapter 2, verse 186. I'm near to the thought of my servant as he thinks about me, and I am with him as he remembers me. And if he remembers me in his heart, I also remember him in my heart. And if he remembers me in assembly, I remember him in assembly better than his remembrance. And if he draws near me by the span of a palm, I draw near him by the cubit. And if he draws near me by the cubit, I draw near him by the space covered by two hands. And if he walks towards me, I rush towards him.
So, self-sufficiency and recognizing God's omnipotence and His self-sufficiency and greatness calls us towards His worship, the need that we have for His worship. So, I want to share with you What other benefits does, according to the hadith, what other benefits does prayer and worship offer the believer? According to the words of Al-Imam Ja'far bin Muhammad As-Sadiq alayhi salam, he says the following. He says, "Inna ma'rifata Allahi ta'ala unsun min kulli wahsha, wa sahibun min kulli wahda, wa nurun min kulli dhulma, wa quwwatun min kulli dhaf, wa shifa'un min kulli suqm." This is what the understanding and recognition of God provides for a believer. The recognition of God establishes, number one, a sense of comfort in the face of fear. Companionship in the face of desolation. When you feel desolate and alone, in dua, al-Jawshan al-Kabir, we call out to God, Ya mu'nisi inda wahshati, ya sahibi inda ghurbati. Oh, my companion in the times of my loneliness. Oh, the one who is there as an intimate friend in my darkest times, my loneliest times. Al-Imam Zayn al-Abidin alayhi salam says, as long as I have the Quran, the word of Allah, I am never alone. I never feel lonely. As long as I have Allah's word with me, the Quran. It's light in darkness. It is strength in weakness. And it is the cure for every ailment. Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam says, if you recognize and you worship God in the way that it is due, this is what you will feel. This is what you will experience.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. That was all for today's special. Inshallah, we'll continue this interesting topic, I mean, in joining worshipping Allah, on the next episode of today's special. Thank you very much and fi amanillah.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, here is a thought-provoking saying from Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, the vicegerent of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. Do not make a sinner despair. Many of the sinful enjoy a happy end on repentance, while many of the seemingly devout rupture their deeds and deserve hell. Allah may protect us from hell. Take pieces of bread from me. and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. This hadith is about the lady Fatima al-Zahra sallallahu alaiha and her virtues. As you know, we are currently in the Ayyam Fatimiyah. These are the days in which the followers of the Ahlul Bayt sallallahu alaihim, as well as those who are fond of that noble household, they mourn the demise and the martyrdom of the noble lady Fatima al-Zahra, salamullah alayha. Because as you know, these days, they fall between two very significant days. According to some hadiths, one of those days is the days in which that noble lady was martyred. So here at IRIB English Radio and Hadith of the Day, we would like to offer our condolences to our esteemed listeners on this most grave and very sad and solemn day. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions one of the virtues of his daughter, the Lady Fatima. The Prophet said, "Man zara Fatima faka'annama zarani." If somebody visits the Lady Fatima or performs her ziyarat, it is as if he has visited me and performed my ziyarat. In this hadith, it implies that, you know, in many ways or in certain points of view, visiting that lady, we don't know where her grave technically is, but paying homage to her, respecting her, sending our salutations upon her, or even reciting the ziyarat, which has been transmitted in the books of ziyarat and adiyah, for her, reciting these is, we get the same reward and the same sawab that we would get if we would, recite the ziyarat and the homage to the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this indirectly, it kind of implies that just as the tomb of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been constructed and people are allowed to go and visit his grave and pay homage to him there, something similar should be done for the Lady Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha and her her sons, the Imams, alayhi wassalam. So because of this, we respectfully condemn the acts which certain groups have done, in that they have demolished the tombs of these holy personages and these great people. Because of that, we respectfully condemn the acts of certain individuals who, for whatever reason that may be, they bar people from paying homage to these people. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtues of the Lady Fatima al-Zahra, salamullah alayha, in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners, welcome to IRB English Radio. This is Habibullah Fasihzada, and we have brothers Hassan, Hussein, Fawad, and Ali Nasir in our today's class in Let's Recite the Qur'an Kareem. Inshallah, today we will talk about Ayah 92 on Surah Al-An'am on page 139. Brothers and sisters, turn to page 139, Ayah 92 of Surah Al-An'am. Let's everyone first and foremost listen to the recitation.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa hadha kitabun anzalnahu mubarakum musaddiqul ladhi bayna yadayhi wa litundhira ummal qura wa man hawlaha. والذين يؤمنون بالآخرة يؤمنون به وهم على صلاتهم يحافظون.
Nice recitation, mashallah, mashallah. So, the same as our previous sessions, we will first have an explanation, a short explanation, then we'll move on to the tajweed rules and the recitation. Agree?
Yes.
All right, let's move on. Let's see what Allah Almighty says. Hassan. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Listen what Allah Almighty says. وَهَذَا كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ مُبَارَكٌ. Blessed is this book which we have sent down. مُصَدِّقُ الَّذِي بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ. Confirming what was revealed before it. It means, O Prophet, this book, Quran, is the book which is a blessed book. We sent it down to you. This book is confirming the books which were before, sent before this book. Like what books?
Torah,
Injil,
Bible,
and
Zabur.
So, Islamic names. مُصَدِّقُ الَّذِي بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ. It's confirming what was revealed before it. وَلِتُنْذِرَ أُمَّ الْقُرَى. One more thing about this book. So that you may warn the mother of cities. The mother of cities referred to the Mecca, okay? Umm al-Qura it was. Because Prophet was living there, okay? The best option to start preaching Islam for the Prophet was the city, okay? He should start from there. Because his relatives were there, okay? So they would accept him better than others, yes? Also, he could start first if you want to get accepted in the community, okay? You must be accepted by your family. For example, if your dad does not accept you, does not accept the way you think, maybe, okay? If your brother does not accept your family members, it's a bit difficult for you to be accepted in the community. Yes? So that's why there is an ayah, وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ O Prophet, warn your relatives. Okay? You misguide them first, help them, okay? And this can help you better, okay? So this means that, for example, you want to bring changes to the community, you should start, You should start from your family first.
Yes.
There was a person, okay, this is a story I have heard, I don't know if it's true. The person said that, he was thinking with himself, he was saying that, I want to rule the whole world. I want to be the king of the whole world. I want to bring changes to the whole world, okay? I want to guide all the people. And then when he, after a while, he said, it's impossible to do the whole world, okay? To guide the whole world or to govern the whole world. Then he said, okay, no problem. I can guide the Europe continent. For example, he was maybe in France, in Belgium, whatever countries. He said, I can govern Europe continent. Then he said, after a while, he thought, it's impossible. Let me guide my country. Then he said, after a while he thought with himself, he just, for example, calculated things, okay? And he said, no, it's impossible, I can't do that. I should guide my own city. Then, again, he thought with himself, no, it's impossible, city is as well impossible. Let me guide my village. Then from my village, then he said, as well it's impossible a bit, okay? I should bring changes to my family first. And then after a while, he came to this understanding that he first and foremost has to change himself, has to bring changes to himself if he wants to bring changes to the community, to the whole world. So it means you should start from yourself, okay? And also, if you are okay, so start from your community, your own family, your own community. See, this ayah might give us this meaning. وَلِتُنذَرْ أُمَّ الْقُرَىٰ Start from this city, okay? Warn them, guide them to Islam, and then spread Islam to the other countries, okay? If, for example, you don't guide your people, and you ask, for example, the other countries, okay, hey, come and accept Islam, then wouldn't they say that if Islam was useful, if Islam was a good religion, if Islam was truth, okay, why your own people do not follow you? This might be a doubt. Yes, a question.
Yes, so a big question.
وَلِتُنذَرْ أُمَّ الْقُرَىٰ وَمَنْ حَوْلَهَا Look, after Allah Almighty says أُمَّ الْقُرَىٰ first, and then says وَمَنْ حَوْلَهَا and those cities around it. First, do your city, and then go spread. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ Those who believe in the hereafter, they believe in what? In this book. وَهُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ They are, and they are watchful of their prayers. مؤمنون, I remember Hussein asked me one day about how can I understand I am a mu'min person, a believer. Yes, Fawad?
Be like me.
Fawad says you should be like me if you want to be... If you want to understand you're a Muslim, a mu'min, you should be like me. In Quran, in Surah Mu'minun, I give you an address, you yourself, inshallah, refer. In Surah Mu'minun and in other verses as well, in other surahs we have, okay? إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهِ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ Mu'min people are those who whenever Allah Almighty is remembered, whenever the name of Allah Almighty is reminded, okay, used, said there, وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ Their heart starts beating. وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ, and when the verses of Allah Almighty is recited for them, زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا, their iman increases.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا. هذا القرآن.
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
All right.
Yes.
Let's recite a salawat and start the tajweed.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Just 3-4 minutes about tajweed rules and the recitation we have, then we'll end this class. وَهَذَا كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ. The letters that you need to pronounce them correctly and they really matter. Ha, for what? Tell us.
ذَال.
ذَال.
وَاو.
وَاو. وَا. وَا. Not va. صَاد.
صَاد.
Good.
قَاف.
قَاف. Ha, hawlaha, waman hawlaha, both ha, and ha, and the ha, the soft one and the hard one.
Then kha,
kha bil akhira, kha is pronounced lightly here, but though it is a heavy letter.
And then bo,
hafilun, dhad, ta-dha, sorry, dha, ta-dha. So these are the letters you really have to pay attention to. So, وَهَذَا كِتَابٌ تَنْوِين, we bring no changes. Yeah, pronounce it. كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَا, since the Hamza is there. So there are 6 letters, I remember, that if you have one of them after the تَنْوِين, you pronounce the تَنْوِين correctly, without any changes. What are those letters? Throat letters.
Yes.
Oh, okay, tell us. Hamza. Ha.
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 Ayn.
Ha. Kha. عين and غين. Hamza, ha, ha, kha, عين, غين. These 6 letters. If they come right after the تنوين or نون ساكن, pronounce تنوين or نون ساكن completely, correctly. And كتابٌ أنزلنا, not كتابٌ أنزلنا. Don't hide it, don't change it, don't merge it. كتابٌ أنزلنا, no. كتابٌ أنزلنا. But in the word أنزلنا, look at the نون, نون is ساكن, yes? And you hide the sound. Because za, the one, the letter after nun sakin, is not one of those throat letters, not one of the yarmalun letters, not one of the changing letters, okay? You hide it. One of the hiding letters it is, ikhfa letters. Anzalnahu. Next one, mubarakun. Mubarakun. Tanween, after tanween, the word musaddiq starts with?
Meem.
Meem. You merge. Meem is one of the yarmalun letters. Ya, ra, mim, lam, waw,
noon.
Noon, you merge them. And also you pronounce with an extension. Mubarakum musaddiqun, musaddiqul ladhi bayna yadayhi walitunzira. Again, hide the sound of noon here. Walitunzira, extend for 2 counts. Ummal qura, ra has a heavy sound. Waman hawlaha. من حولها نون ساكن plus ح همزة ها حا خا عين غين إظهار letters. Throat letters, do not bring changes to the noon. Pronounce it. ومن حولها والذين يؤمنون بالآخرة را heavy sound آخرة يؤمنون به وهم على صلاتهم يحافظون. You can extend the sound at the end. So these are the tajweed rules, which are really important. Pay attention to them. Now, time to finish our class. But before we finish our class, let's practice the recitation with the tajweed rules that we have learned. Hassan, Hussein, Fawad, Ali, Nasir, and our brothers and sisters, dear listeners, let's jump into the last step, recitation. I will recite, listen, and repeat. Okay?
Yes.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
وهذا كتاب أنزلناه مبارك مصدق الذي بين يديه
وهذا كتاب أنزلناه مبارك مصدق الذي بين يديه
مصدق الذي بين يديه ولتنذر أم القرى ومن حولها
مصدق الذي بين يديه ولتنذر أم القرى ومن حولها
والذين يؤمنون بالآخرة يؤمنون به
والذين يؤمنون بالآخرة يؤمنون به
وهم على صلاتهم يحافظون
وهم على صلاتهم يحافظون
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
أحسنتم الله bless you inshallah thank you so much brothers and sisters dear listeners for being with us with IRB English Radio Allah bless you stay with IRB English Radio in the coming sessions inshallah we will be here again with you والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
علم فقه از علوم شریفه اسلامی است.
فقه یا jurisprudence is an Islamic knowledge and is ranked among
the holy prophet of Islam is the example
of عمل انسان بعد از
self purification is the most significant factor.
امامت یک اصل زنده است در تاریخ اسلام.
امامت is a living principle in the history of Islam and Shiism.
This is Ulama Speech, the best selection of the speeches of prominent Shia scholars.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Ulama's Speech. In this episode, we invite you to listen to the English translation of a short Farsi speech by Hujjatul Islam Alavi Tehrani. Please stay tuned.
در سوره مبارک انعام آیه 31 می‌فرماید به این که
In Surah Al-An'am, Ayah 31, we read, They are certainly losers who deny the encounter with Allah. Have you ever thought about encountering with Allah in a life? Maybe we only heard the title of a book, Liqa Allah, by Mirza Jawad Agha Maliki Tabrizi. According to the Holy Quran, those people who deny the encounter with Allah are losers. Also in Surah Al-As, we read, Man is indeed in loss.
در سوره مبارکه یونس قد خسر الذین كذبوا.
Also in Surah Al-Yunus, Ayah 45, we read, They are certainly losers who deny the encounter with Allah, and they are not guided. Now those who are not guided might be even among the people who pray and fast, but they don't reach proximity to Allah. In other words, there are some people who are always staying on the first grade of a school, and they don't progress at all. Therefore, mere fasting and praying without paying attention to encounter with Allah has no value. Thank you very much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page, for listening to this episode of the program Ulama's Speech, which was the English translation of a short Farsi speech by Hujjatul Islam Alavi Tehrani. To find out more about this program, log on to our website, parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care and goodbye.
Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
The last savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
Almighty Allah, you are a true guide.
To the redeemer of human validity.
volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is The Last Savior from IRIB English Radio. I'm Mustafa as your host, and with me is Brother Alavi in the studio. He has a PhD in philosophy and is an Islamic researcher. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
How are you doing?
Thank you very much, and thanks for inviting me to your show.
Thank you so much. Thank you for being here. I'm honestly very happy to be here back with you again. I think we had some amazing discussions, you know, in the past, and I was really looking forward to continuing them today.
It's my pleasure.
Today we've been discussing sort of a lot of the doubts and misconceptions that exist out there, plus a whole range of other topics which are related to the reappearance of Imam Mahdi and also during his occultation. So one of the things that we've been focusing on is what will that society look like? We've talked about how it'll look like from a religious point of view, scientific point of view, and a knowledge point of view. I'm sure there's a lot more to discuss here, right? In terms of the knowledge potential and the science and the people, can you tell us more about what that will look like, brother?
Yes, we have been talking about the development of knowledge and science at the time of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam and his universal government. And we said that he will actually tell the people, teach the people what the meaning of wisdom is, wisdom as the base of all the knowledges and all the branches of knowledge and science. So people will learn how to start learning a science branch of knowledge that you can rarely find a person who is illiterate or ignorant.
Okay.
The abundance of knowledge and science is that much that even ladies at home without taking part in any classes, they will learn and they will become scholars, and they can even understand Quran and Hadith, and they can interpret Quran and Hadith while they are at home and while they have not actually attended any society, mm-hmm. any social courses or any social centers.
I'm sure online learning will be very popular.
Definitely. It might be, I mean, something like this. We don't have any clear-cut, actually, image of that time, but we have heard based on the Hadith that the knowledge will be in abundance, that the people, different groups and classes of people will benefit from
that. I actually know some ladies who are at that level right now. You know, they've learned all this knowledge at home through online learning. But, of course, we're saying that that's rare, by the way. It's not like every single person. We're saying it will be so widespread that everyone will have access to it, right?
True. Yeah. And we said that again, that this is quite natural to be seen and to be witnessed by a man of taqwa, a man of piety. Because we said that the same thing has been seen and narrated and reported from the sunnah and conduct of the Holy Prophet, that wherever he entered, barakah and blessings of that center was saying itself and to the people who were in that vicinity.
Right.
So I want to say that he is the gist of all the anbiya, all the prophets, and the gist of all the imams. And
he's the inheritor of all.
Inheritor of all those goodnesses that they had, mm-hmm. had in their characters. So he is the one that wants to show the whole world that this is the ideal government that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desired to be on the scene of the earth.
Right.
So we are expecting such a thing to come. So this is with regard to the scientific and development of science and knowledge.
Okay. So we'll go for a break and then we'll come back and talk a little bit more about this.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. Shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand year old
Okay, so we're back, and you know, we've talked about how amazing society will be in terms of religion, in terms of science. Makes me wonder, you know, how easy or how fast will things be implemented almost? Like, is it that the reappearance will occur and then within 1 year everything will be perfect? Mm. Will it take 100 years? Will it take 10 years? How do we have any idea of, you know, what kind of challenges there will be, how will things get implemented?
The same question was asked from Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam. He asked him, so at the time of the advent of Imam, everything will be corrected easily and everything will be in the right manner and without any effort and without any endeavor and resistance.
Hmm.
Imam said, if it was supposed to be like this, if the world was supposed to be created like this, so why did the Holy Prophet faced with lots of hardships at the time of his transferring the message? That is why his forehead was broken, why his teeth were broken as well by the enemy. So it means that even at the time of Imam, everything will be going on well, but in its routine in a natural order.
Like it's not going to be
this is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَبَلَّا يَجْرُ الْأُمْرِ إِلَّا بَأَسْبَابِهَا. That is, Allah doesn't want the affairs of the people to go through unnatural ways.
Right.
Allah wants all the affairs to be done and to happen in a natural way.
What you're saying, he's not going to have like a magic stick and he's not going to just like touch things and that's going to fix everything. It will still require the help of the people. It will still require the people to be with him and support him.
To think that, okay, after the arrival of Imam, everything will be corrected out of the blue. So no, it's not correct. Everything will be corrected in its right order, in its right time, in its right natural order that it has been expected to be corrected.
Okay. Well, I'm sure that this will have some kind of an effect on the society and people, right?
Yeah.
Are people going to be... They can't be the way they are right now, obviously. If they're the way they are right now, then nothing's really going to be very different. The imam will just come and make his statements and people will not listen and the world will continue the way it is. Or they'll just kill him. So something's going to have to happen to the people to be ready for this.
Look, as I think we discussed it in our previous session, everything will be in its, again, natural order. People might be, among the people, there might be some sinners, there might be some good people of, I don't know, the pious people. So, because, you know, Imam is there to tell the world that there is a just government here.
Okay.
But you, إِنَّا هَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلِ, we have shown you the way. This is the way. If you want to find the right way is there. But it's up to you to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to go and choose that way, or not to reject it and to say, no, I don't want that. The best way possible was presented to you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has completed his proof on you.
Okay.
Right? So it's up to you to say that, okay, now everything is ready, but I don't want that. So then you will find it's right, I mean, the way towards to be corrected through the system. You see? There is a just system
That like the people will be then ready to accept those messages.
But the acceptability of people is much more higher than the people today.
And that
makes
sense.
Because they see everything is in its right order.
I think it makes a lot of sense in the sense that, you know, humanity has been left on its own for over 1,000 years, right? We don't have the imam. And we can see what happens when it's complete chaos, right, in the world. We see so many suffering, there's so much war, there's so much injustice.
Yeah.
I'm tired of this experiment, you know, leaving us alone. We want the imam to come back. We want this terrible nightmare to end. And once he's back, you can see that the level of desire of the people is already is rising, right? People want the imam to come back.
True.
So let us just go for a quick break, and then we'll continue with this discussion.
أهدى سنه مهديون في الأزمان شع ضيه ربنا في العالمين أضفع له نور أليق والظالم ابتده من أجل السالكين أهدى سنه.
Okay, so we're back from the break, and we've just been discussing, you know, what society will look like once the imam returns. And, you know, I think you made some really amazing points